Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How are you doing?
I'm great, Faisal. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm glad we're back in person together again on this show, because we're also going to have our first in-person seminar on retirement income protection through every economic cycle. There are big concerns through retirement. Talk about healthcare, talk about managing your money, expenses, making sure you've got income for the rest of your life. We're going to cover that, of course, on Tuesday, September the 20th, 7 p.m., live in person at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. One of the biggest concerns people are having when it comes to their retirement right now, they look at their portfolio, they see all the volatility, and they don't know, is this market going to continue to go up, or is it going to come right back down? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Dave, what are your thoughts when it comes to that kind of stuff?
Yeah, listen, I think that the uncertainty, there's lots of uncertainty in the market right now, and that warrants volatility, right, when we get uncertainty. So do I believe, if you ask me, do I believe that inflation is going to come down? Then I'm going to side with the central banks. They've said inflation's going to come down, and they're going to bring it down. The question is, what do they have to do that?
Yeah.
Right? That's all we're really negotiating here.
Yeah.
How far and how fast the interest rates go. And it was a messy week of details around inflation and speculation about central bank activity. You know, we had UK inflation cresting 10% this week. We had German producer prices accelerating 37% year over year. Right, energy prices up 105%. Certainly, they've got some very unique problems with respect to where they get their energy from. Now, they're the economic engine of Europe, so that raises questions about Europe. And then all of this data then leads into the speculation about how's the central bank going to respond to this, right? What do we do? And so you saw a lot of volatility in interest rates, currency markets as a result of that, right? But it's all, that volatility is warranted. Because there's uncertainty.
Absolutely. And I like this volatility.
Right.
And I don't like that, you know, people's portfolios across the country are down, generally speaking. So that's not fun, but it also gives us a viewpoint of when you talk about how what's happening in Europe, that's interesting. You look at the currency, the euro is now at par with the US dollar. It's been a long time since that's happened.
Yep.
When you look at what's happening in Canada, we're just even in our economic growth. We're not growing, we're not contracting, we're pretty much flat. When you look at the US, a technical two quarters of negative GDP. But then you look at what one thing that Warren Buffett has said time and time again, there's only one way to beat inflation,
right?
Grow.
Right.
As individuals, grow your income. As companies, grow your revenue. Now you have to look at those companies that can grow.
Right. There'll be winners and losers through this period of time in response to, you know, inflation or interest rates, price power, which is no different than any other time. You just take the problem out, insert a different problem, and you get winners and losers in any of those periods.
Exactly. Right? This is where I like the fact, because how you start to pick investments and how what's the objective of those investments to your overall financial strategy is key. You know, I've had conversations with clients talking about maybe we should just buy one or two companies, not 10 or 20 companies. Or I know this company will wave it through, you know, all of the economic cycles. The conversation of portfolio construction is happening more with me now with listeners of the show than probably in the last 3 years, 4 years. Just because they're concerned when they see it go down, but they don't see that the economy is going to rebound really quickly. Mm. That causes a concern that maybe you should change the mechanism of how you invest. And that's where I say, what works in every economic cycle, what works for everybody's portfolio is the two superpowers that we talk about time and time again.
Yeah.
That's structure and discipline.
Right. And it's interesting. I wouldn't classify it as conversations around portfolio construction, because I'm not sure people think of it in that way, right? They think of individual names. They think of a collection of stocks that maybe is a good idea at the time. The problem is they don't think about it as proper portfolio construction, right? We get the, at least what I would say I get is the emotional reaction to whatever the headline is, and people want to respond to that, right? When energy was going through the roof, oil prices were up, let's pile everything into energy.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, right? We had lots of those conversations. Here's what we think the economics are. Here's what we think the weighting should be, right? Taking profits when things are going up, which drives people crazy, right? Redistributing those to areas that have been beat up and are better value, right? So portfolio construction, the two superpowers you talked about, I think is something we've got to keep people focused on and not that emotional ride that they're going to go on.
Yeah, absolutely. These emotional rides are concerns that people have on an ongoing basis. We've got a great show talking about emotions. Our show today is about, we'll have a short show because the Stamps are playing right after this. And the show today is also about, you know, when you pass on your assets, you kind of put it into a will and it goes to the people that you, or charities that you choose. But the complexity changes based on the type of relationship you're in.
Yeah.
Are you in a marriage? Are you a solo retiree? Are you in common law? Common law has been booming over the last 40 years in types of relationships. So we want to talk about that and how do you prepare yourself if you're in a common relationship. And it's not only for people who are entering into retirement or living in retirement, it's also for their children who are entering into common law relationships, because how you enter into it is just as important as in the event of death and when you leave that relationship. So having it all structured, we've got an expert on there. And again, this is going to be a really good show talking about that topic. One key thing about our first in-person seminar for 2022 is we're really going to get into the meat and potatoes of how this economy is working, how inflation impacts retirement, and what are some of the ideas, the solution to the biggest problem in retirement is how to get income for life. And that's what we're going to talk about on Tuesday, September 20th, 7 p.m. in person at the Four Point Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. Dave, some key points that you want to leave behind for all of our listeners on as we get into the more the data that's coming in for inflation, interest rate announcements are going to happen in the next few weeks. Like, what are some of your tips for them?
Okay, I'm going to make this really quick because the data, it's not just data, but it's trends. Okay, So expect that that there are many things we don't see trends on yet. So data points are going to continue to create uncertainty on whatever side you might be on. So I think we can expect some choppiness going forward, right? What we want to see are the trends in the key areas to give us some confidence about what comes next, right? So certainly keep your eye on inflation. We keep our eye on what central banks are thinking about with respect to interest rate increases. And then we have to make some projections about how that's going to affect the different asset classes. But there will be some uncertainty for a few months yet.
Yeah, my advice is if your stomach is queasy on bumpy rides, when you go through the next, call it 6 weeks to 8 weeks, just get some Pepto-Bismol. That's my advice for all of you. We've got a great show. Join us after the break when we talk about common law relationships and estate planning. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.